This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins and Saints are still off for the All-Star break. Both will return to action tomorrow night. The Twins will be in Colorado. The Saints will be in Louisville. Meanwhile, the Lynx are just heading into their All-Star break with three players on the All-Star roster. That includes Kayla McBride, who was named as a replacement player earlier this week. She says she's happy to be going, replacement or not.
You know, I'm 33 years old. I know my value in this league. I know my value on this team. And within them, it's enough for me. I know who I am. So for me, it's nice to have the nod, but I know that I'm an all-star in this group. And so for me, I was so happy, and I'm more happy about us being number one and our coaches going, our staff going, and Courtney getting her nod and things like that. Now, you know, residually, it comes back to me, which is great.
Nafisa Kyer, Courtney Williams, and Cheryl Reeve will join McBride for the festivities in Indianapolis this weekend. Meanwhile, Minnesota beat Phoenix yesterday in Minneapolis 79-66. The Wolves also got a win over Phoenix. It came in the Las Vegas Summer League yesterday 89-85. Rob Dillingham, the point guard, got 23 points. He says he's getting comfortable now on how to play point guard in the NBA on both ends of the floor, and that helped with yesterday's win.
Just going past it and getting past it and just understanding, like, you got to play defense, learn how they play, then adjust. And once you adjust, as long as you get stops, then you can come back and we get stops. That's what we do for sure.
The Wolves will have at least one more game in Vegas. Soccer, United head coach Eric Ramsey is looking ahead to Saturday's road game at Portland after his team lost at home in St. Paul last night to LAFC 1-0. He says they started poorly last night and it cost them.
Ultimately, I felt like we had the lion's share of the second half, which was pleasing because I felt like we really needed to make a step forward after the first half. And I can only say to the players that we have to grab the second half, take it forward, and move into Saturday with some momentum.
Saturday's game will start at 9:30 Minnesota time. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.